This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Yeah, I mean, the overnight market was pretty quiet. I mean, the range on March corn was 2.5 cents. The overnight settlement was around a penny lower. On beans, you know, the range was less than a dime, which tells you obviously, or right around a dime, I guess. But I mean, it definitely tells you that it's going to be a little bit of a muted trade. I struggle to think that there's going to be a whole lot of volatility here on the last day of the year as far as the trading perspective goes. But bottom line is, I think, you know, you're going to go and you're going to take a look at 23 as being one of those years where lost a little ground here on corn, a little bit of ground, or quite a bit of ground on corn, a little bit of ground on soybeans. And I think there's going to be a lot of speculation about, are we going to repeat that same type of pattern going into 24?
Matt, do you think when we come out of this break for the New Year holiday, do you think we'll be back to trading on South American weather pretty much full time again?
You sure have to think so. You know, I mean, right now the forecasts are that Brazil's going to get a lot of rainfall over the next couple weeks. If that does come to pass, it's definitely going to be a bit of a headwind for the bean market, especially. Obviously with corn, I mean, it would certainly impact that as well, even though the main game is that Safrinha crop, which is yet to be planted. You know, if they could get their soil moisture situation fixed at least somewhat, I think, though, that it would definitely be tough on both corn and beans to rally, you know, at a time where we know there's going to be a whole lot of corn and beans moving here in the U.S. We understand that, you know, January is one of those months where you got trucks moving nonstop because people are delivering January contracts, corn bins out and doing things like that.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn down a quarter of a cent at 474 even. January soybeans down 1¾ at 1303.5. January soybean meal down $1.50 at $391.50. January soybean oil up 3 cents at $47.52. On the Merck, February live cattle up 92 cents at $169.85. January feeder cattle up 72 cents at $223.20. February lean hogs up 55 cents at 69 even. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.